When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Picture yourself standing at the edge of a vast, open desert. Nothing but sand stretches before you as far as the eye can see. The sun beats down mercilessly, and the horizon shimmers with heat. It seems like an endless barren land, without life and hope. Yet, even in this harsh environment, life finds a way. Tiny seeds buried deep in the sand await the rare rain, ready to burst forth with life. This desert is much like the wilderness experiences in our lives. It may seem desolate and unyielding, but it is in these dry seasons that God prepares us for a blooming that could only come from Him. Today, I will share with you how our most challenging times are not lacking God's presence, but are rich with His blessings, waiting to be discovered. We will delve into the scriptures to uncover the treasures hidden in the wilderness, those moments of trial and solitude that bring us closer to God, refine our character, and prepare us for the destiny that He has for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, it is in the wilderness, in what often appears to be desolation, that God often performs His most miraculous works. Isaiah 43 verse 19 speaks to this transformation. It tells us, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise from God isn't just a whisper of hope. It's a declaration of His ongoing work in the midst of our struggles. As we delve into understanding the ways God uses our wilderness experiences for our growth and His glory, let us be encouraged. The same God who promises to make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert is with us. He is ready to guide us through our challenges, transform our trials into triumphs, and lead us into a deeper relationship with Him. With open hearts and minds, let's journey together through the scriptures, discovering the blessings hidden in our wilderness experiences and how they prepare us for the destiny that God has in store. Now, one of the first blessings we encounter is discovering God's presence in the wilderness. In the wilderness, we are stripped of our comforts and distractions, leaving us feeling vulnerable and often alone. Yet, it is precisely in these moments of isolation that we are offered a unique opportunity to encounter God more deeply than ever before. The wilderness becomes a sacred space for divine encounters, a classroom where we learn the depths of faith and trust in God's provision. Throughout my personal wilderness experience, I found myself growing closer to God and gaining wisdom and insight at a depth I had never previously reached. David, while fleeing from Saul, found himself in the literal wilderness. Yet it was there that he penned some of the most profound psalms of trust and dependence on God. He writes in Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. This verse captures the essence of discovering God's presence in our wilderness. It is a place where our souls, stripped of earthly dependencies or distractions, truly thirst for God. The wilderness journey is not a punishment, but a preparation. God uses these barren landscapes of our lives to prepare us for what lies ahead. Just as Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness before beginning his public ministry, we too are often led into seasons of solitude before stepping into new dimensions of our destiny. These experiences, though challenging, are designed to strengthen our faith, refine our character, and deepen our reliance on God. They are a testament to the truth that our most significant growth often comes from our hardest trials. Furthermore, the wilderness teaches us to seek God for who He is, not just for what He can do for us. In a world that constantly pulls us toward the material and the immediate, the wilderness experience strips away illusion, focusing our hearts on the eternal and the spiritual. It's in the wilderness that we learn the value of manna from heaven and the bread of life that sustains us daily. Our physical and emotional needs, though real, become secondary to the deeper.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Spiritual hunger that only God can satisfy. My friends, the wilderness is where we learn the power of faith over sight. When all visible signs of progress seem absent and the promise feels distant, our journey through the wilderness teaches us to walk by faith, not by sight. This faith is not passive, but active trust in God's promises. A conviction that He is leading us to a place of blessing, even when we cannot see the path ahead. It is a faith that echoes what is said in Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Secondly, there is the transformative power of the wilderness. In the heart of the wilderness, where everything familiar seems to fade away, we're presented with a unique opportunity for transformation. It's here, in the seeming isolation, that our character is refined, much like gold is purified through fire. The wilderness forces us to confront our weaknesses, fears, and insecurities, bringing them before God in open honesty. This process, though painful, is necessary for growth. As Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 7, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Our trials in the wilderness test our faith, proving its genuineness and refining our spirits in preparation for the blessings and responsibilities that God has in store for us. The wilderness also teaches us reliance on God's strength, not our own. When we find ourselves in a place where our resources, wisdom, and strength are insufficient, we learn to lean on God in ways we never have before. It's in our weakest moments that His strength is made perfect. Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, echoes this truth. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, the wilderness is not a sign of God's absence, but a testament to His nearness, providing strength when ours is depleted. Also, the wilderness experience strips away the non-essential, focusing our lives on what truly matters. In the silence and solitude, away from the noise and distractions of everyday life, we are able to hear God's voice more clearly and discern His direction for our lives. This stripping away process, while uncomfortable, brings clarity and purpose, aligning our hearts with God's will. The lessons learned in the wilderness are not just for the season of struggle, but are treasures we carry forward into every area of our lives, enriching our walk with God and our service to others. My friends, the wilderness is where we learn the true meaning of worship. Worship in the wilderness is not dependent on our circumstances, but is a choice to praise God for who He is. This act of worship, born in the wilderness, is powerful and pure, for it is not based on what we can see or feel, but on our unshakable faith in God's character and promises. As we choose to worship in the wilderness, our perspective shifts from our circumstances to God's sovereignty, filling us with peace and hope. Thirdly, wilderness experiences present an opportunity to embrace your God-given destiny. The wilderness is not just a backdrop for spiritual battles and growth. It's the very place where God shapes our destinies. As we traverse through our wilderness, we often encounter moments of profound revelation about our purpose and calling. The solitude and trials strip away our illusions of control, pushing us to rely wholly on God. It's in these moments of surrender that we often gain clarity about our God-given destiny. Consider Moses, who fled to the wilderness in Exodus 3, verses 1 to 10, as a fugitive, but emerged as a leader and liberator for Israel. In the quiet of the desert, he encountered God in the burning bush, a pivotal moment that redirected his life's path. Moses' wilderness was both literal and figurative, representing a place of transformation where his identity and purpose were redefined by God. Through this encounter, Moses learned to listen, trust, and obey God, essential qualities for fulfilling his destiny. the wilderness also serves as a time of spiritual formation and character building. James 1 verses 2 to 4 encourages believers to consider trials as pure joy because they test our faith, producing perseverance, maturity, and completeness. Our wilderness experiences are tailor-made by God to develop in us the character traits needed to carry out our destinies. Just as gold is refined through fire, our faith and character are purified through our wilderness trials, preparing us to carry the weight of our calling with integrity and humility. My friends, embracing our destiny often requires letting go of our plans and trusting in God's timing and provision. In Genesis 12 verses 1 to 4, Abraham's journey to becoming the father of many nations started with a call to leave his homeland and venture into the unknown. His wilderness journey was marked by moments of doubt and faith. But through it all, Abraham learned to trust God's promises, even when they seemed delayed or impossible. His story teaches us that embracing our God-given destiny involves a deep trust in God's faithfulness and his comprehensive plan for our lives. Another blessing of the wilderness experience is the joy of discovery. While the wilderness is often associated with trial and testing, it's also a place of incredible joy and discovery. In the wilderness, we discover the depth of God's love and provision in new and profound ways. As we navigate through our trials, we experience God's presence as a constant guide and comforter, revealing to us aspects of his nature we might never have known otherwise. The story of Elijah being nourished by ravens in the wilderness in 1 Kings 17 verses 2 to 6 illustrates how God meets us in our need, providing for us in miraculous ways. These moments of divine provision bring deep joy, not only because our physical needs are met, but because they remind us of our Father's loving care and attentiveness to our lives. Furthermore, the wilderness is where we discover our own strength and resilience, gifts that God has placed within us. As we overcome each challenge, we find joy in the growth and maturity that come from relying on God's strength rather than our own. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, becomes a lived reality as we experience his empowering presence, carrying us through every difficulty. My friends, the joy of the wilderness comes from the hope of what lies beyond it. Just as the Israelites journeyed through the wilderness with the promised land in view, we navigate our wilderness seasons with the hope of God's promises being fulfilled in our lives. This hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation based on the faithful character of God. It fills us with joy, knowing that our wilderness experiences are not the end of our story, but are preparing us for the fulfillment of our God-given destiny. Now, let us turn our attention to the lessons from Jesus' wilderness experience. The wilderness experience of Jesus, as detailed in the Gospels, offers profound insights into the purpose and power of our own wilderness seasons. In Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11, after being baptized, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. This time was a period of intense spiritual preparation and testing, which teaches us several crucial lessons about navigating our wilderness experiences. Lesson number one, the necessity of spiritual preparation. Jesus' wilderness experience underscores the importance of spiritual readiness. Before beginning his public ministry, Jesus fasted and prayed, grounding himself in his identity as the Son of God. This preparation was crucial for facing the temptations that came his way. Similarly, our wilderness seasons call us to deepen our spiritual practices. Prayer, fasting, and meditation on God's Word. These disciplines strengthen our spirit and prepare us for the challenges ahead, ensuring we are rooted in our identity as children of God. Lesson number 2. The reality of temptation. The wilderness is a place of temptation, as Jesus himself was tempted by the devil. However, Jesus' responses to each temptation reveal the power of Scripture in overcoming the enemy's lies. He countered each of the devil's temptations with the truth of God's Word, demonstrating the importance of knowing and wielding Scripture as our weapon in times of testing. This teaches us that during our wilderness seasons, reliance on God's Word is vital for overcoming the lies and temptations we may face. Lesson number 3. Reliance on God's provision. In the wilderness, Jesus relied entirely on the Father's provision, rejecting the devil's temptation to turn stones into bread. This act of dependence is a model for us, showing that true sustenance comes from God alone. In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus' statement, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," highlights the importance of depending on God's Word and provision in our most challenging moments. Lesson number 4. The power of God's Word. Each of Jesus' responses to temptation was anchored in Scripture. This reliance on God's Word as the ultimate authority and source of truth is a powerful lesson for us. In our wilderness, we are reminded to immerse ourselves in Scripture, allowing God's promises and truths to guide, protect, and comfort us. It is through God's Word that we find the strength to resist temptation and the wisdom to navigate our trials. And lesson number 5. Emerging with purpose. Jesus emerged from the wilderness, empowered by the Spirit, ready to begin his ministry. His time in the wilderness was not wasted, but was a period of essential preparation that equipped him for the work ahead. Likewise, our wilderness experiences, though challenging, prepare us for our calling and ministry. They refine our character, deepen our faith, and equip us with a testimony of God's faithfulness. My friends, there are blessings in your wilderness experience. Your wilderness experience is not as a barren wasteland, but as a sacred space for growth, transformation, and divine encounter. Through the wilderness, we are prepared for our destiny. We learn to rely on God's strength, and we discover the joy of God's presence and provision. Let us embrace our wilderness seasons with faith and expectancy, knowing that God is with us, shaping us for the glorious future he has promised. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Creator of the heavens and earth, I come before you with a heart full of praise. You are the God who parts the seas, the one who makes roads in the wilderness and streams in the desert. I exalt your holy name, for you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Thank you for your protection, provision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. In your presence, I find strength and refuge. I am grateful for the countless blessings you have poured into my life and the lives of my loved ones. I thank you for your grace that sustains me each day. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, both known and unknown. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness or resentment, for in forgiveness there is freedom and healing. In the wilderness of my life, I seek your guidance and wisdom. Lord, transform our trials into triumphs and my fears into faith. Just as you promised to do a new thing, I pray for your miraculous works to unfold in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every obstacle in my path is removed, every chain of limitation is broken, and every plan of the enemy is nullified. I rebuke every attack of the enemy aimed at my health, my finances, my family, and my purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear, worry, anxiety, and discouragement. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory over every challenge. By your stripes, I am healed. I declare healing over my body, mind, and spirit, and I pray for the same blessings and protection over my loved ones. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, standing united in faith. Pour out your spirit upon us, fill us with your peace, and guide us through the wilderness of our lives. Together, we claim victory over our trials. We declare healing in our bodies and minds, and we thank you for your shield of protection around us. Let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.